Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift. This one's for you
tonight. Welcome to Vanderpodcalypse Now. This is a bonus little episode. We promised some. Here is one of those. I'm here with my very good friend, Erin Leaf. She is the one, if you listened to our recap, maybe you didn't, that's okay too. Who originally turned me on to Vanderpump Rules. And that was a huge part of my personality now.
Yes.
And wasn't back then. I was unemployed. And you were like, you have to watch this. It's better than The Sopranos.
Yeah. That's what I say, because I've turned so many people onto Vanderpump Rules now, which is fantastic, because then when big... Oh, my name is Erin Leaf.
Yes. Okay. I said that, I think.
Okay. It's fine. Sure. It doesn't matter anyway. Yeah. I'm the voice that isn't Rebecca's. But I've turned it on to so many people, and it's fantastic when things like Scandoval happens, because I get so many text messages, because I'm so many people's point of entry for Vanderpump, which is, I mean, I can die happy.
Yeah.
I came to visit you for the first time, and I did not know, because I've been here, I've been in Vanderpump land since the backdoor pilot. From day one, second one, I said, these people are my people, and I will follow them into hell, is what has happened. But the thing that I watched it all just by myself, and could talk to nobody about it for the first three seasons. Like, when Stassi slapped Kristen, my husband was in the room making dinner. He did not have a point of reference for Vanderpump Rules. And I just was alone on my couch. And I just remember standing up. I just stood in the room and I was like, I don't know what to do with the emotions. And then just trying to get people to watch the show. And it was so hard. So this has been years of me trying to convert people.
Yeah.
So I came to visit you. I drove by the restaurants because I was like, I got to see. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, next time I want to go into the restaurant. So I got to get Rebecca into this.
Yeah. Thank you for not making me go to this restaurant before I got into it, because it would have been a very bad experience.
It's a bad experience knowing so much about Vanderpump Rules. I can't imagine going in blind.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a gross... It's a gross,
the dirtiest restaurant,
Californian restaurant. If you don't know anything about Vanderpump, you're like, this is a Pier 1 Imports that serves food.
Yes. You know,
it's not good.
And dirty. Again, the bathrooms are disgusting. The food is disgusting. But it's, you know what? It's there.
It's sacred now.
Yeah, these people have my heart.
Yeah, this is my temple.
Yes.
I go to worship at the Sir Bar and Grill. Is there a grill?
No, it's a sexy, unique restaurant. The best part about Sir is, or Vanderpump, is how long I've been watching the show, and yet, and how many times I've been to Sir. Many, many times. I still cannot get a handle on the footprint of that restaurant. Like, they would then show a scene in the restaurant. I'm like, where is this?
Yeah.
It is like
a maze.
Oh, it's a maze. It's like a mysterious emporium.
I love it.
Just like a different place. But
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God. Thank you. I want to thank you publicly on air. For what you've done to me and my life.
I still say better than this. I say you can stack up season 2 and 3 of Vanderpump Rules against any prestige television show, and Vanderpump wins.
Absolutely.
This is somebody who desperately, who loves television, who loves TV writing, who has the utmost respect for TV writers. But as I said to your boyfriend, who is also a television writer, and he wants to, you know, rep his people, and I said, The Sopranos was written by men, and Vanderpump Rules was written by God.
Oh, it's poetry.
Yeah.
It's poetry. That's beautiful. Well, I want to talk about this season for sure, and your thoughts on the season. And then I want to talk about maybe some Vanderpump conspiracies.
Okay. I don't know what this is, but I'm excited.
What are your thoughts about this season? We're in a post-Scandoval world.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be all like 2008 on everybody and be like, I knew about that band before you did. But There is a new influx of people into Vanderpump Rules who are giving their takes. And I got to say, guys, you're all wrong. Not you, obviously. I love this podcast and you are perfect. I'm talking others. I'm talking articles I've read.
Yeah.
Things I've seen on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And
all the things.
I love social media. But the reason that Scandoval was so huge was because we watched a narcissist be unveiled as a narcissist who we had watched for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We watched him try to run the same scam or the same, I don't know, like what a magician does, mm-hmm. that he ran on Kristen and he ran it successfully.
Yeah.
Where he is someone who is unable to be alone. Mm-hmm. So when he was done with Kristen, he found a new shiny toy. Mm-hmm. He made everybody believe that Kristen was a psycho person. Mm-hmm. Maybe she is. But she is fine. But
again, Kristen, one of my beloved characters. I'm a Kristen apologist.
Late on in traffic for Dodie, yeah. Please. But like, we all watched it happen. And he successfully played us as the audience too. Mm-hmm. And we all believe that Kristen was crazy. Then we see him try to do it again mm-hmm. and fail.
Yeah.
And so it brings everything that happened before into contrast, where now we're like, okay, well, what do we see back then? Mm-hmm. And I think the thing about Vanderpump Rules is it's non-aspirational. These people are middling intelligent-wise. And mm-hmm. so they're making decisions, you know, not based on any sort of like bigger picture for mm-hmm. them. They're just doing kind of what is in front of them. In a way that they're able to reflect society back to us mm-hmm. in a way that I think if they were trying to do something like that, they would be unable to. So a lot of it, when you watch from season one and the attitudes around men and women mm-hmm. versus now season 10, you can see how far we've come too.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Vanderpump is also able to do.
Beautifully said.
Guys, I'm dead serious too. Yeah. And that's the worst part.
Ugh. I mean, as you should be. There's so many layers of this show. It's so fun to go back. Like, mm-hmm. there's no other reality show except for Bret Michaels' Rock of Love that I can go back to and be like, fuck yes, this is home. I see different layers to this. Sorry, there's something honking outside. Hopefully we can change that, but if not, no big deal. But yeah, you can really like get into it and it can be something for you when you need it to be that thing, you know, which is mm-hmm. very, very fun. And that's how so many shows kind of fail at that, because they put in the work early on. They had 10 years, not even 10 years, but like many years of knowing each other early on to like get to this place where we can have these like very like nuanced interactions and betrayals, you know?
Well, that's the thing, is they are just a friend group and they get filmed for a certain part of the year, but mm-hmm. this is continuing all year round. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that I feel like whenever they're trying to recreate Vanderpump Rules or they're trying to add on to this cast or whatever, it's like you found a group of friends who were already all fucking each other, all mm-hmm. betraying each other, all loved and hated each other. Mm-hmm. And you put a camera on that. Mm. You can't cast that.
Yeah.
Like if you want to do that again, you got to go around and you have to find another group of friends.
Them. Round them up.
Can you? Craigslist I don't know pals. That you can.
They've tried. I know in reality development, from my own experience, they really, I know that they're like, what's like the lightning in the bottle? What's the pocket? What's this like cross section of culture that like people haven't, kind of like the Jersey Shore effect, you know, mm-hmm. that people haven't quite tapped into or like people don't recognize. And I think this is like the Hollywood underbelly kind mm-hmm. of a thing. And I think, yeah, it's really hard to find. And it's really hard to find that cross section of people that will also be not only interesting as characters, but will create storylines that people keep coming back to. And Vanderpump does it all, baby. But I want to hear your thoughts on, this season. What are your predictions for the seasons? What are your reflections?
I think this season, you know, you have championship years and you have building years. And right now we're in a building season, mm-hmm. which I knew going into it. And I think people had a lot of very high expectations. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think also sometimes you can look back on something and be like, oh, it was the most fun show back at this time. Mm-hmm. Again, other than the years where it was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
But there were good episodes and bad episodes kind of always. And I think right now it's just about them reeling from this. Mm-hmm. And something that I said on the recap, again, apologies for being so late, but traffic. is we're watching something so unnatural, because if this was an actual friend group, mm-hmm. The friend group would implode. You would never speak to these people again.
Yeah.
Somebody would move away. And that's just not possible, because this is a television show. This is literally the only thing these people can do.
Yeah.
God bless them and God love them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching these very unnatural relationships form in a way that, like, I do think is interesting. And who is stepping up to the plate? And there's this huge vacuum of, like, what is this show about? Who's going to step forward? They've seen how big it can get.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all trying to grab that ring again. So I think that's interesting, is, like, how do you play that? How do you want, like, after Scandoval, after having such a massive season, knowing you have the amount of eyeballs on you that you've never had before, now how do you act?
Yeah. Well, how would you play it if you were a cast member on the show this season?
I could never. These people, I think the thing is, like, you need, like, there's a level of moving on you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, like, Lala, Sheena, I hate to say it, but my new King Brock, like, are doing it in where they're like, I'll bring it up and I'll talk about it, but also I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, because, like, you got to keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that's tough for them is, like, with everybody being sober and, like, listen, sobriety is important. Mm-hmm. If you feel like sobriety is something for you, that's fine. I would say just don't be on a television show.
Yeah.
It's hard. And they're not 22 anymore. So the show is not going to be, I mean, when the show started, they were all in their late 20s, early 30s. Like, they were already too old.
Yeah.
Which is part of what makes it fantastic.
I know. They can't. I listened to an interview with the old showrunner. It's like, they live hard. You mm-hmm. know, they party pretty hard. And, like, that's a hard thing to sustain. You know, but how do we keep things going if literally 80% of the cast is sober?
Yeah.
I don't know. Other drugs? Or, again, they're going to have sex with each other.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, like, fuck with people's sobrieties, but we need some action to happen. We've never had more single people on a cast of Vanderpump since the beginning, I think. So many people are single. Like, we need to see them be single.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, in a boring way. In, like, a fun, fuckery kind of way.
Yeah. And them just kind of, like, fucking around with each other, like you said. Like, that's what we need. We need another affair. We need people making bad decisions.
Like, can't Lala and Schwartz fuck once? They're already in a good place.
Yeah. What if Lala, like, maybe if I was Lala, I'd be like, you know, because she famously, well, now she is pregnant, which is great. Mm. But if she had played around with it, of, like, maybe asking Schwartz to be a sperm donor,
right. See,
and then Katie
sourcing.
Would lose her mind. Yeah. I mean, that would be great.
Ugh.
They'd be like, oh, we just fuck once. Yeah,
like,
that could be really fun.
Yeah.
She's like, he's handsome.
Yeah.
She could rule him.
Yeah. I mean, and he's in a vulnerable space because he's 40 and he's divorced and lives in a horrible studio apartment. Maybe he was thinking about his own mortality and his legacy. That could be fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's what Lala needs to do.
For sure. And come on. I mean, and Katie, too. Again, I love Katie for what she is and her fashion, and she's really never looked better. I've said this.
Oh,
I'm a broken
gorgeous.
Record. But
beautiful.
I need her to tequila Kate. I need her to channel. I need her to rage text somebody. When was the last time she rage texted anybody? I need her to rage.
Yeah. And she has it in her.
Yeah.
She is a simmering pot
mm-hmm.
of emotion where it can spill over at any moment, and I feel like she's being too chill.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is that she's hitched her horse to Ariana's wagon, which... And listen, I love Ariana, but there are stars and then there are supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariana is born supporting cast.
Yeah, well, she's not psychotic. The problem is, like, she seems very, like, intelligent and normal in a way that a lot of reality people are not.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't focus a show on that. Like, we're supposed to, like, hear her comments and feel close. She's like our chorus, you know? She's not supposed to be the focal point of anything.
No, and the show is really suffering for it. So that they're turning her into a villain, I'm like, great.
Mm-hmm.
Turn heel. Let's all start hating on Ariana.
Yeah. I mean, they come after her because she's getting all the attention, which is great. But again, let's turn it up then. Like,
mm-hmm. right,
they're just, like, planting the seeds or whatever. Obviously, Tom Sandoval's not very good in villain mode. But let's see her. And, okay, do you think that Raquel is going to return to Vanderpump at some point?
Yes. I think she'll be back next season. I mean, yeah. We know she's not in this season.
Yeah.
Because we're all listening to Rachel Goes Rogue, obviously.
Yeah.
Rachel Savannah Lettuce.
Literally Levis. A storyline in the show. I mean, it's like you're on the show, but you're not on the show.
Yeah. I think she'll come back because why not? And I think, you know, something that is good is like Lala and Sheena are like turning down the temperature enough on her and kind of showing her like where she could fit in and where she could come back. And here's the thing, not that I like Raquel, and not that I even think Raquel is a particularly good character on the show. She's not, but it's like we need a lightning rod in there. We need to watch that because, like, as Americans, what we like is to watch somebody ascend the mountain, and then we like to watch somebody fall off the mountain. And then we like to watch them get back up that fucking mountain.
Yeah.
And I think we're in that stage right now where, like, we watch them tumble. And now we want to watch them get back up there to the top. And so, like, in order for us to see that, she needs to be there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an interesting point, too, because, you know, Ariana doesn't have, like, leading cast member energy, but really Raquel didn't either.
No.
But Raquel is, like, yeah, this weather vane of drama, and she was what created such, like, an incredible season, you know? And she was just, like, when she started, we were all just like, oh, my God, like, God, she's a robot, like, this fucking obnoxious, like, character. But, like, anyone can be that. You just have to, like, do it, you know? Any character has that potential.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that that also exposed was the amount of behind-the-scenes machinations that Sandoval was doing. And the thing that nobody has talked about yet on the show, because we've heard so much about, like, James is hurt, Sheena's hurt, da-da-da. And what I wish Katie would do is scream at Sandoval or at Schwartz or at somebody and say, for no reason other than me getting divorced and you hating me, frankly, because I'm a woman, because they are so misogynistic, Schwartz and Sandoval, I could read a dissertation about it. But you were setting Katie up to be the villain for no reason other than to cover up your affair.
Yeah.
So, like, talk about a truly innocent party. Is Katie just trying to, like, live her life? And for some reason, nobody is acknowledging that. But they were doing that just for the show.
Yeah.
Like, Raquel and Schwartz getting together, how cruel it was to Katie, how much it actually hurt her.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's somebody who could really go after Sandoval. It's so hard to not say Scandoval. Who could go after Sandoval at this stage and be like, what the fuck was that? Like, you legitimately owe me an apology because that was fucking weird that you were doing that. And she's the only one who's not doing that. And I'm like, as much as I love Lala, it's like, I'm sorry, what do you want him to apologize for?
Yeah, like, shit talk. Like, everyone shit talks everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it's the name of the game.
But she's creating drama. And really, yeah, Katie needs a Lala approach to how Sandoval treated her. Very antagonistic and, like, not taking, even though, again, Lala kind of backed down this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need Katie to be more assertive overall. She is the one that has the most fucking, you know, fodder for arguments, I guess, with Sandoval.
Right.
She's supposed to be like you. Honestly, Schwartz too. Yeah. Is Schwartz turning at Sandoval? Which he won't.
No.
But, like, I was like, you fucking, you have thrown yourself in front of a fucking train for this person. Your business, you were tied to him in so many ways, and he fucked you.
Yeah.
You know? And you were complicit in it, because you're codependent.
Well, yeah, because talk about needing somebody to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happening. And I wish that Katie would, like, confront Sandoval about ruining her marriage. I wish she would be, like, more angry with Schwartz, because I feel like Katie wants to view herself as a cool, collected, badass bitch boss. And again, one of the most beautiful women on television. Not that. Katie is psycho. Katie is Tequila Katie. Katie is rage texting. Katie is saying insane things, screaming at inopportune moments. This is what I want.
Yeah.
And she's earned it. Like, of anybody to fly off the handle, it's Katie.
Agreed. God, agreed. Katie, if you're listening, let's get on top of this shit immediately, because you deserve it.
You deserve
it. As the badass fucking gorgeous person you are.
Yes, but be your true self. Don't be cool.
Yeah.
Don't try to be cool.
And you're
also
not
like
cool. You're on a fucking Bravo show.
Yeah, you're,
like,
you're not cool.
Like, you're cool in your own way, but, like, come to work prepared. You know?
Yes. And I think that's why Sheena will always be on the show, and she married the right man in Brock, even though they will be divorced.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Let's do that.
But Lee divorce, he'll move to New York, find another reality show, have a daughter named Spring or Autumn.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I think, yeah, it's like you got to show up to work and you got to show up putting things on camera, which like Sheena is the only one serving us up storylines. And granted, they're boring.
Yeah, they suck.
But, oh, the other thing that I do find really interesting is Brock basically this season being a primary caregiver for Summer, it appears. Mm-hmm. And I've always had my eye on the bangs of Sheena's mom. I don't remember her name. I'm sure it's Amber or something like that.
Yeah.
I always felt that relationship was weird and codependent and off-putting. And I do find it interesting the way that Brock hates Sheena's mom in a way that I'm like, I hate Sheena's mom, but I don't have the like reasons behind it other than like it's weird. And I also think it's weird if your kid's on a reality show that you're on a reality show.
Yeah.
It's a sign that you're not a good parent.
Yeah, agreed.
And so when Brock is yelling at her, like, your mom tells you that you're wrong and therefore you have developed OCD from it, I'm like, her mother gave her this anxiety because if you tell a new mom of a tiny baby, like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, that's already what's in their mind.
Yeah.
And you're going to cripple them.
Yeah.
And that's what this fucking woman did. And Brock is saying it out loud. And that's when Sheena rips him out of that bikini store because she's like, cannot handle the fact that that's happening to her mom on TV. Yeah. Which, right. Yes, that is. Keep it private. But also don't.
Yeah, also tell. Oh, there's a lot of bad moms on the show. James's mom.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
If you get a lower third as a parent and your child's on it,
you should not want to be. It's not very becoming of you to want to be in your kid's reality show. I'm sorry.
No one has ever come off well. Mm-mm. Even like Stassi's parents.
Oof, very bad. Very bad. Yeah. No parent is like a, like they have mommy and Lisa Vanderpump, you know, like they don't need you. Yeah. First of all, you just want whatever money that they're going to give you to appear, to have three lines on a FaceTime.
Now, you know? What is your feeling of Lisa Vanderpump now on the show?
Boring and bad. I don't care. Yeah. I mean, she has to be on the show because she's not on any other. Well, no, she's got her new show, right?
What's that?
Doesn't she have a new Vanderpump Villa show that she'll be on?
Yeah, that nobody will watch.
Exactly. So she needs to be on a show. Yeah, Mama Vanderpump needs to be on a show. But again, she can't. Her position in the show is always like this overseer of all of them. So now that she's like having dinner with them and having them. Oh, you know, it's just like. But again, a big, I would love for her, you know, can she have sex with one of them? Has she? I think a conspiracy, you can talk a little bit about that, is that she and Jax had a thing when he, like, briefly stayed at her place.
Yeah, I believe it. They fucked.
Yeah.
His volcano cock.
Oh, I also want to hear about Sandoval's penis. So we heard about Jax's. Let's get going on the others. Somebody let me know.
I 100% believe it. I believe that she put Ken in his hyperbolic chamber in the evening. And then, yeah, they definitely fucked.
I would love that. Or in that other, like, pansexual guy that lived with her, season one of Beverly Hills. Remember that they had a big falling out? I was like, they fucked.
Yeah, that's what happened. Or he fucked Ken.
I know. But then sometimes I'm like, Lisa is, like, asexual. She's like a Austin Powers style, like, I'm just like, groovy baby. You know, she's very like, I'm like, you don't strike me as like a sexual, kind of like Schwartz, you know?
Yeah.
Neither of them strike me as very sexual people. So the idea of like them cheating feels like, I don't know. What would that be? It's like hot, illicit. Like, no, it'd be benign. It'd be weird. So I don't know. But I do like the conspiracy. I like Grandma's Another Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes a lot of sense to me. What are some other like prevalent, like, shit that people are talking about?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, like, I thought you had like a list or something.
No, I don't.
I mean,
just brought it up because we were talking about Graham.
The other thing is that this isn't even a conspiracy theory as much as an unconfirmed fact that is in fact true. But like that the Toms were cheating constantly and nonstop the entire time.
Yeah. Have they fucked each other?
Yes.
Think? Conspiracy. Okay.
Well, I don't know if they fully fucked each other.
But it would be like, like fucking jacked off together.
Oh,
1,000%.
I know as much as the sky is blue that they have jerked it in front of each other in the same room without a doubt.
Like a fucking menage a trois together.
Yes.
Okay.
I think a menage a trois. I think they've kissed. I think they've each touch the other one. Is this okay. Like so inappropriate?
No, but like exactly what I asked for.
Yeah, I do. I do. Because also I think it's one of those things where it's like they are in such a codependent relationship that I could see them just being like, well, let's see what this is like.
Yeah, well, also they know each other's secrets and they each have so much shit on each other. I feel like they couldn't. They have a lot of things they're going to take to the grave about each other, about Jax. Yeah. You know, and that all builds up. And then it's like, why not fucking give your best friend a blowjob? Because no one's going to say anything. No one's going to say shit because he's got a lot of shit on you, baby.
I think, yeah. Yeah. I think they did. And they're the only, they're only loyal to each other.
Yeah.
You know, and that's been the interesting thing, too, with the fallout of everything is like Schwartz being legitimately hurt that Sandoval and Sandoval just expecting Schwartz to lie for him.
Yeah.
Just totally. Lying in front of him and expecting Schwartz to go along with
Can I use your studio as a fuck pad, please? Anytime I want. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, the idea that Sandoval would fuck anybody without Schwartz knowing.
Yeah.
Is hard happen. To believe.
That wouldn't happen. No. And they lied to Lisa. They Unforgivable. Lied.
Yeah.
On that note, thank you so much for being here. This Anytime. Is so fun. I could talk Vanderpump all night long, but no one wants to hear that. No, so no. We'll keep it short. Thank you so much for listening. We've got more episodes like this. And yeah, please like, subscribe, review, all of those things. We've got more coming your way, I promise. Thanks.